A week from tonight, Vice President Harris will speak at the Democratic National Convention, which also will be her 10th wedding anniversary. As Harris tries to become the first female president, her husband, Doug Emhoff, would make history, too, as the first gentleman. NPR's Deepa Shivaram brings us his story.
When Joe Biden dropped out of the presidential race last month, Kamala Harris was hunkered down at the vice president's residence with her closest advisors and some family members. But her husband, second gentleman Doug Emhoff, was running down the street in Los Angeles.
Secret Service running behind me, got into the car, pulled out my phone, and my phone was literally like self-immolated. And of course, it was a series of messages, call Kamala, call Kamala.
That's Emhoff speaking to Preet Bharara in a podcast episode, describing how he was in the middle of grabbing coffee with friends when the news broke. Emhoff was all the way out on the West Coast for events he was doing on reproductive rights, an issue he's been vocal about since the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. He spoke about it last month in Virginia at a medical clinic that provides abortions and said women getting turned away from care is wrong.
It's barbaric, it's immoral, and it must change.
Another issue he's taken on is the rise in anti-Semitism. He's the first Jewish spouse of any president or vice president. And after the Hamas attacks on October 7th, Emhoff was a passionate voice for Israel.
We witnessed a mass murder of innocent civilians. It was a terrorist assault. There is never any justification for terrorism.
But before all these serious policy issues, Emhoff was maybe best known as a wife guy, a hyped-up husband who was posting about his famous wife on social media. Here he is in an interview with Esquire this week.
She's doing serious business campaigning, and I'm just goofing around saying, hey, let's take a selfie.
The wife guy persona was dented slightly recently when news broke that Emhoff had cheated on his first wife, Kirsten, with whom he has two adult kids. Both he and his ex-wife released statements that said they continue to have a good relationship with each other and with Harris as a co-parent. Friends of Harris and Emhoff say the second gentleman makes it a priority to be a good partner. Here's California Senator LaFonza Butler.
I love me some Doug Emhoff. He is an unrelenting, unflinching partner. When things are tough, he is right there at her highest highs and her lowest lows. He is there.
That element of Emhoff's personality could play out well politically, says Kevin Liao, a Democratic strategist in California.
He's a middle-aged man. He's a dad. He's a sports fan. He's seemingly a regular dude. And I think that's really a strength that he should lean into.
Emhoff has been to the NFL draft, showed up at WNBA games, and was at the closing ceremonies of the Olympics. He spoke about his love of sports on The Rich Eisen Show last month.
It's something I love, like some millions of other people, but I do it to show that we can all come together.
Emhoff is a diehard fan of the LA Rams and says people at the White House don't hesitate with smack talk about his fantasy football team. Liao says Emhoff's connection to sports could appeal to voters who are skeptical of Harris.
It doesn't necessarily earn a vote, but it helps people be willing to listen the next time that Kamala Harris shows up on the TV.
And that willingness matters more in an election that'll be decided on the margins. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.